A nearly perfect regular season record has clinched the Airdrie Extreme first place in the Alberta Elite Hockey League's AEHL South Division standings with 4 games to spare. The local U15 AAA boys team is currently rocking a 2-9-1-0 record in league play, putting the Extreme well ahead of the pack of their AEHL division rivals. The Extreme's dominance means that even if they were to lose their 4 remaining fixtures, they would still finish atop the AEHL's South Division, as they have a 12-point lead over the second-place Calgary Bisons at the moment. However, given the Extreme's record to date, wins seem more likely than losses in the weeks to come. "It feels great," said head coach Tyson Solowski. "I think it's a really good accomplishment for the regular season. But our end goal is to hopefully win a provincial championship, so there's lots of work still left to do. Our team feels confident, but we'll definitely be prepared for playoffs and provincials. We have 4 games left and a couple tough games still, so it should be a good finish." Only one other team has rivaled Airdrie's points total in the AEHL this year, the St. Albert Sabres, who have a 2-9-2-0 record and enjoy a similarly gaping lead at the top of the North Division standings. Despite their similar records, the Extreme recently beat the Sabres by a whopping 9-1 scoreline 2 weeks ago. "That was pretty impressive for our group," said Solowski, who noted St. Albert came into that thumping on a 20-game win streak. The Extreme's form in February is enough to make most of their AEHL opponents tremble in their skates. In addition to their 8-goal win over St. Albert, Airdrie has produced 8-0, 7-1, and 6-1 victories this month. They have scored 182 goals in 30 games this season, an average of over 6 per game, and have conceded just 56, giving them the best defensive record in the league. While the team's accomplishments have already been impressive, Solowski was cautious in getting too carried away. Last year also saw the Extreme coast to a first-place finish in the South Division standings, before the team's playoff run ended somewhat disappointingly, as the Airdronians only managed to finish fourth at the ensuing U15 AAA Provincial Championships. "I think we have some experienced players from last year's team that know how it feels to not be successful at the end of the year, and that's going to help us push through this year's playoffs and hopefully into provincials," the head coach said. "Hopefully we'll be able to win it this year." Airdrie will be on the road this weekend with games against the Grand Peace Golden Arrow Storm in Grande Prairie on February 18 and the Red Deer Rebels on February 19. The Extreme will then see out the regular season on February 25 and 26 with a pair of home games against the Okotoks Oilers and Calgary North Stars. Puck drop for those games is at 4:30 and 1:30 p.m., respectively, at the Ron Ebison Arena.